If you died today, what then? Where would you go? Or is there anywhere to go? Is there a heaven or a hell? Is there a God of the Bible? Is there a Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who became a curse, bearing the cross for the lost souls of Adam? Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Have you been born again? If your appointment with death was today, would you be instantly ushered into the kingdom of God, or would an eternal hell await you? The choice is yours. Settle the question today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 2, 19 through 23, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. God said, Genesis 3, verse 16, Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Man said, The Christian Bible should have been given a name like Aesop's fables. Don't these foolish Christians know that the earth and its magnificent life forms and its awesome universe just exploded into existence out of nothing? Now the record. Beyond any reasonable doubt, the God of creation and his Bible are surely certified inerrant beyond any reasonable doubt. The knee of every man shall bow. All the books man have ever written and all the words men have ever spoken shall, and by necessity, bow before the God of all creation and his holy Bible and confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, every one. There are over 129 million digitally cataloged book titles, and every one will finally bow. Every one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 788, that will once again establish the full supernatural inerrancy of the Holy Word of God. I need to know it's true. Everything depends on it. All of these powerful features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the blood-bought and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming. May God's face shine upon you and your house this day. The Bible is full of supernatural pronouncements. Could they all be true, even the most bizarre? Was there a 6 24-hour-day creation? Was there a paradise called the Garden of Eden? Was there a first man and a first woman, the progenitors of all mankind? Was a rib taken from Adam to make him a wife? Those are a few supernatural accounts that are recorded in just the first two chapters of Genesis. These accounts are true and certifiable beyond reasonable doubt. A rib. Why a rib? Do societal records and science confirm? Several excerpts from God Said, Man Said research, they follow. God Said, Man Said, Adam's rib. Don't you find it ironic that the worldly mind that rejects or diminishes the idea of God attempts to duplicate that which has already been made by the Creator they deny? This is just another proof that God is. In the feature subject, No New Thing, we briefly discussed the new darling of science, cloning. I mentioned that it wasn't quite as new as men supposed. God had taken a man's rib and out of it made a woman, which was much more stupendous than cloning. From this rib, God formed a brand new personage, a female, man's counterpart, who had the ability to reproduce and nourish a new member of the human family. But it was with a rib. And by the way, here is where we have the first use of general anesthesia, used by God, created by God. The Bible says in Genesis 2:21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof." Why did God choose a rib? Was this account in Genesis simply words of mere men, as the critics claim? As an aside, we received an email message that asked, "If this account of the rib and Adam is true, then why doesn't man have one less rib?" The answer is elementary. God did not alter Adam's genetics. He removed a rib. If someone has a finger cut off in an accident, his offspring will not be born missing a finger. This example would apply to Adam's situation. God chose a rib. Science now knows that the rib which God chose to create Eve has some very unique characteristics that we are just beginning to understand, characteristics the engineer of all life knew perfectly. Why a rib? Why didn't he choose another pile of dust? Why didn't he choose some other physical part of Adam's anatomy? For one thing, when bone grafting is necessary, one's own rib is the most likely candidate to contribute, as the rib is full of bone marrow. Bone marrow is a spongy tissue found inside bones, but superpower-filled bones such as the breastbone, skull, hips, spine, and ribs actually contain stem cells that manufacture the body's red and white blood cells. White blood cells defend against disease, and red blood cells bring oxygen and nourishment to the body and remove waste products. God chose a rib. In a 2003 article in Science News titled "From Bone to Brain" and subtitled "Transplanted Male Bone Marrow Makes Nerve Cells in Women and Girls," the following excerpts were taken. An unusual story of the brains of women and girls who had received transplants of bone marrow from men indicates that marrow cells can transform into nerve cells. Researchers found that each female brain had nerve cells containing a Y chromosome, presumably derived from the transplanted bone marrow. Over the past several years, numerous research groups have reported that bone marrow, the source of a person's blood cells, can transform into cells of the skin, muscle, heart, liver, and even brain. These lab and animal studies have raised hopes that bone marrow or cells derived from it could repair hearts, cure neurological disorders, and treat many other medical conditions. Some investigators, however, have challenged the bone marrow results. The stakes are high because of the politicized debate over whether adult stem cells such as those in bone marrow are as promising a therapeutic tool as stem cells derived from embryos are, end of quote. Challenge as they may, research conducted by Eva Meze of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke in Bethesda, Maryland, will be published in an upcoming issue of National Academy of Sciences. Meze's research will support the new emerging discovery concerning male bone marrow transplants into female bodies. Again, the article in Science News reports. Another research team's unpublished findings mirror Meze's study. Last year, Martin Korbling of the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston and his colleagues employed the same Y chromosome-based strategy to discover bone marrow-derived skin, gut, and liver cells in a half dozen women who had received marrow transplants before dying. Now, Korbling tells Science News, "We have data showing similar results in midbrain and cortex tissue," end of quote. In the beginning of time, God chose a male rib to create a woman, and of course, he made the right choice. God said, man said, science flummoxed by what was found in female brains. New research just published in September and reported in the November 3, 2012 issue of Science News is back inside the female brain. The title reads, "Male DNA Found in Female Brains." Excerpts follow. Children live on in their mother's brains for decades, and not just as memories. Scientists have found pockets of male DNA, presumably from boy fetuses, in the brain tissue of deceased elderly women. Not only is male DNA present in women's brains, it's common. Researchers report online September 26 in PLOS One. J. Lee Nelson of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle and her colleagues found snippets of a male-only gene in the brains of 18 to 26 women who died without neurological disease. The male DNA was spread throughout their brains. The technique used in the study couldn't distinguish if the DNA was from intact functional brain cells, though, in a separate test of brain tissue from a different woman, Nelson and colleagues did spot nuclei from male cells in the brain. So far, cells from fetuses have turned up in women's blood, livers, lungs, heart, and other organs. So finding male DNA in the brain isn't a complete shock, says geneticist Kirby Johnson of Tufts University in Boston, who wasn't involved in the study. What's interesting is how the DNA could have gotten there. Male cells from a fetus could have broken through the blood-brain barrier, a wall that protects the fragile brain from pathogens in the blood, but that just shouldn't be possible, Johnson says. End of quote. They're flummoxed. What is this male DNA found in the brain and throughout the female body? Would any in science dare to suggest Adam's rib? Genesis 3:16, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. Could this verse be associated with Adam's rib and male DNA in the female brain? End of quote. God said, man said, archaeology certifies Bible miracles and all. The accuracy of Bible history and, yes, all its miraculous accounts is simply staggering. Skeptics who challenge the accuracy of the Bible's accounts abound, but their skepticism is being overturned on a very regular basis. One of the world's most renowned archaeologists, Dr. Eilat Mazur, had this to say concerning her confidence in the Bible's history. Mazur, who is both revered and reviled by some of her colleagues for being a biblical archaeologist, says that the Bible is unquestionably the most important historical source for her work since it contains a genuine historical account of the past. I work with the Bible in one hand and the tools of excavation in the other, she says. The Bible is the most important historical source. The archaeologists have unearthed ancient pre-Moses, who penned the first five books of the Bible, Sumerian tablets that describe the creation account. Dr. McCoy, author of Scripture Insights from Science and Archaeology, writes, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the Sumerian creation account on six tablets, known as the Enuma Elish, when on high, dates to about 2500 B.C. in Babylon. It was recited on the fourth day of the New Year's festival. Creation is described ex nihilo. The first tablet describes the time when heaven and earth did not exist. One tablet describes the creation of a woman whose name is Nin-Ti-In, Sumerian translated as the Lady of the Rib, and the lady who make live, thus well before Moses. These concepts were known, but badly garbled with accounts of gods and goddesses fighting for control, end of quotes. The following paragraph, written by Carl Whelan, was published by Creation Magazine. The article can be found in full at creation.com. A head-on impact with a fully laden fuel tanker at highway speeds is an experience I would hope for none to share. The surprise was to have survived it. God clearly had other plans for me. During the 5.5 months in hospital and for years afterwards, I had a series of operations to reconstruct various parts of me, particularly the bones of my face. These operations often required using my own bone for grafting. I noticed that the plastic surgeon would keep going back to the right side of my rib cage through the same horizontal scar, actually, to get more bone for these procedures. One day I asked him why he hadn't run out of bone. He looked at me blankly and then explained that he and his team took the whole rib out each time. We leave the periosteum intact, so the rib usually just grows right back. Despite having trained and practiced as a family doctor, I was intrigued. I had never realized this before. The periosteum, the literal meaning of this word is around the bone, is a membrane that covers every bone. It's the reason you can get things stuck between your teeth while gnawing on the leg of a lamb, for instance. The periosteum contains cells that can manufacture new bone. particularly in young people, rib periosteum has a remarkable ability to regenerate bone, perhaps more so than any other bone. Thoracic surgeons routinely remove ribs, and these often grow back in whole or in part. A lot depends on the care with which the rib is removed. It needs to be peeled out of its periosteum to leave this membrane as intact as possible. A major reason why the rib is the ideal situation for such regeneration is that the attached intercostal muscles provide it with blood, good blood supply. End of quote. God chose the rib. God interacts daily in the lives of men. The born again actually talk to God, and they do hear his reply. Have you yet to make your move for Jesus Christ, the King of Glory? Click on the Further with Jesus. Do it now. God said, Genesis chapter 2, 19 through 23, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." God said, Genesis 3:16, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Man said, "The Christian Bible should have been given a name like Aesop's fables. Don't these foolish Christians know that the earth and its magnificent life forms and its awesome universe just exploded into existence out of nothing? Now you have the record."